And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, border security has undergone a stunning transformation in just 2 weeks as new border czar Tom Homan reports a 93% reduction in illegal crossings. The dramatic shift follows the administration's clear message that the border is closed, coupled with enhanced enforcement in sanctuary cities. Such cities, Homan notes, now face increased agent presence in their communities, which is a direct consequence of their refusal to cooperate with federal authorities. On the international front, Senator Jim Banks has called on Secretary of State Marco Rubio to investigate reports that the Biden administration pressured Sierra Leone to legalize abortion by threatening to withhold $480 million in aid. The controversy centers around the Safe Motherhood Act, which would permit abortion up to 14 weeks for any reason. The Millennium Challenge Corporation denies making aid contingent on passing the legislation, though internal World Bank documents appear to track implementation of the abortion law as a progress indicator. And corporate America continues shedding ideological baggage as Pfizer drops its race-based fellowship program following a successful lawsuit from Do No Harm. The pharmaceutical giant's quiet retreat marks another victory in the mounting pushback against discriminatory hiring practices. Meanwhile, the federal government's Technology Transformation Service has begun dismantling its own activist infrastructure, including an inclusion bot that once policed employees' language for terms like peanut gallery and ninja. And the culture wars have also reached medical offices in France, where a gynecologist faces a month-long suspension for, and I'm not making this up, declining to examine a biological male identifying as transgender. The doctor's insistence that he's only qualified to treat real women sparked outrage from activist groups now pursuing criminal charges. And across the Atlantic, a Texas Christian school charging $37,000 in annual tuition hosted mandatory student sessions promoting gender transitions and critiquing toxic masculinity, perhaps explaining why parents are increasingly seeking educational alternatives. Canadian faith-based education faces its own challenges as Toronto Catholic School Board and trustee Michael DeGrande battles persecution for opposing gender ideology in Catholic schools. His attempt to illustrate the slippery slope by satirically proposing protection for various sexual behaviors earned him endless administrative harassment, which just highlights growing pressure on religious institutions to abandon their foundational beliefs. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.